أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Let's start our one word tafakkur activity. Although this week's ayahs for memorization are after ayah 10th, but that's okay. And we will do tafakkur on the word abasa from the first ayah inshallah ta'ala. You all have written material with you, so you all can follow that. But pondering over it is your job. The audio which we send is to just give an idea of how you can proceed with tafakkur. Just a method to help you carry out the process. Alhamdulillah, you have completed memorizing first 10 ayahs. Your last week's one word tafakkur activity consisted of different words and we have chosen word abasa for this week's activity. You will ponder over the word, we'll see it, listen, and we'll do an extra effort to do the tafakkur yourself. And let's see what is your understanding of the word. Word abasa is past tense, masculine, absent, and its meaning is to frown, to stare, making wrinkles on the forehead because of anger, talking in extremely rude tone. We will not go into detail, and if we have heard the tafsir, then we know the detail, alhamdulillah. We will only see whatever is related to our amal. Such a beautiful word in regards to our personal islah. If we see its meaning according to the text, it means Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam's face showed traces of offensiveness or objectiveness. He had slightly harsh tone. It is a very beautiful surah. If we see it in detail, then we see that one surah is connected with the other. Now, what should be the action point for us? What should be our amal? It is that what should be our attitude with others in regards to the knowledge that we have to learn. There is one beautiful point in it. That word abasa is singular, masculine absent tense, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say directly to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. So it means that one person frowned, although it was about him sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, but in a very beautiful way islah was done. This is Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam's magnificence, his glory. But here for our amal is, if we have to do islah anywhere, or we have to point out something to someone, then instead of saying it directly, it can be said indirectly. So the other person does not feel bad. We have to do our islah from small, small words, as that will be our tazkiyah. This did not affect Prophet ﷺ's glory a bit. But in fact, it proved that it was a human requirement. As human beings, we tend to make all sorts of mistakes. And for that, islah is very important. What islah will be more beautiful than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does himself? So that we have to learn. We also learn one more thing from it. That whoever has the desire, the urge, only that person will come. And whoever ponder over, only he finds it. The way you are all are doing it, alhamdulillah. So always think about correcting and improving yourself. Remember one thing, that just taking notes does not automatically become part of our amal till we do deep thinking. Do see this activity closely. You will find many things for amal, along with other points of action which we will keep for ourselves. We also have to remember the factors which we will adapt for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's prayer. Then we should have the desire and the urge for learning knowledge. We should have the greed to continue learning knowledge, no matter what kind of circumstances we face. And knowledge of Quran is one of the best knowledges among all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who do their tazkiyah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show us our shortcomings in this world, so we can correct them and do our islah. The main point of today's activity is that if and when people are talking something important or any important discussion is going on. Let's say any meeting is going on or elders are talking, then we will have to wait for our turn and will not interrupt in between, right? Alhamdulillah, lots of points we have covered. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to do our islah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with us. May He subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to be always connected with Quran. So we keep correcting ourselves with small activities. Word abasa came in Quran just because of slight harshness, little objectionability on Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's face. Prophet of Allah was human, and as a human being, he could have made such mistake. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can correct His chosen people even on their small mistakes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who do their tazkiyah. You all should ponder over it too. Do gather points for yourself. It is not necessary to send us, just do amal on them. And do make a conscious effort to act on them. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ نَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ نَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَنَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.